This is Davinston.
Last segment of the party. Then everybody gets the fuck out.
Woo! I mean, that was for getting the fuck out. Woo!
Getting the fuck out.
And we blinked the lights, and everybody got to go.
Scrams. All right, we'll do some Ann Jackson, because we're not going to do it next week.
All right.
Right? We're going to play a game, right?
Yeah, we are.
What are we going to play?
We're going to play a Savage Medicine.
That's right. You're going to come up with a Savage Medicine.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm taking you a spot there.
No way.
Joe can be replaced.
No, he can't.
Well, we tried once.
It's not happening.
Yeah, but I think to actually be replaced, you actually have to fucking leave. He kind of lingered. Yeah. Like whooping cough. He wasn't present, but he was. It's like, ooh, you sound like you got an infection. Yeah, it's just Joe. He's still here.
Joe's here.
Joe.
Joe's like looking back and forth like, what? You douchebags. What did I do?
Well, we don't have time.
I don't know. That the fact is that you're doing it, or the fact is that it's just another night at the office.
Yeah, that's true.
Pick your poison. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right, Pip, what's our category?
All right. Well, the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. Second, I'm going out on a limb. Mm. Damn it, all red. Mm. And number three, fuck off.
All right, I'm going to go five Mr. Davins.
Five Mr. Davins.
Zero damn it, all red.
Okay.
And 10 fuck offs.
10 fuck-offs.
Very high on the fuck-off.
I know.
Sure, that's not your feelings leaking through?
It could be. I'm going to go...
No.
I'm going to go 7 Mr. Davins, 1 damn it all red, and 4 fuck-offs. Let's see. So Lisa's saying... No, I'm sorry. Joe's girl was in first. Sorry, Joe's girl. She says 3 Mr. Davins. No damn it all red and 1 fuck off. And Lisa says 2 Mr. Davins, 0 damn it all red and 1 fuck off. What do you think? He's going to read for a minute and a half? Come on, Lisa. Come on.
Well.
Well, yeah, I know. Though you've been cutting it pretty short lately, so I think that they're reading into that.
We'll continue with September 12, 2014, when we last left off. Ann and Brown Cotton, fake FBI Brown Cotton, were screaming back and forth at each other.
Mm. What else is new?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Really? I find that shocking.
Mr. Davin!
1.
On the board.
This is why I said they use me. Let's go, Joe. You're part of the me's now, too. It's the me chorus.
Oh, okay. He wasn't looking.
I know. You read the conversations. Number one, I like when she lists.
I do, too.
I did ask the victims to report their scams from official sites. Number two, Brown Cotton told me that they got the complaints from the victims. Number three, why me? Was she running for office?
Why me is number three?
Another fucking victim. I never take any fucking money from the victims. Please read the conversations. Number four, I had no money to buy food and he asked me to raise money. He is a criminal. They are criminals. Judge it for yourself. I will update it to FBI.
Mm, okay.
All right. And now another conversation between Ann and Brown Cotton.
Ah, there should be some screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Never
goes well.
Dare I hope for some damn it all red?
He opens with hello. It wasn't hello. It was hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
It was Laverne
hello.
And Squiggy.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Squiggy.
She goes, tired. He goes, please do not be.
Oh, okay. I'll just jam in some no-dos and go right on.
Yeah, I need you to focus, woman. Send the money. She says, I get victim messages every day. So it's like she's,
Yeah, she's hearing from other people who have been scammed.
Brown goes, we need you. Ann says, they sent me their scams. Some people want to work with me. They are all victims. They become anti-scam hunters. I just found the terrorists. They are using fallen soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she found that out.
He says, you're working a good job. We need your details. So okay. He wants to find out who's been scammed.
So he can go in
and start scoffing some money.
Yes, yeah. When he says he would do a good job, she thinks, helping these people. He's like, no, you're going to be a fine feeder wench.
Stupid.
You're an awesome recruiter.
You
Thank
really
you.
Are. We need to make a poster with you. we need your details. She goes, what details? Pauline, she is a victim. Brown says, Interpol will contact her. Ann says, that one is a big group. Ghana, USA. So she's given the group, I think. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Brown says, yes, I see it.
So now
they can see the scam group, and now they can create fake profiles as victims if they want.
In the group, yep. And now they can nab all those people.
Oh, bro.
Wow. I'm...
Do you think she's stupid, naive, or crazy?
We've been over this a million times.
But looking at this one situation, what she just did now.
Right here, she's naive.
I'd like to order from column A, column B, and column C, if you don't mind.
We're
and
all so, out, and we don't have menus.
Brown rice.
We don't have
no menus. Nice. You leave. Nicely done. And the ones we have are covered in mashed potatoes.
I think she's all of it, but I think here she's just naive.
Yeah, at least this is all.
Yeah, well, that was easy, Joe. You need to be better at these games.
No, not really, because basically there are certain times she does certain things, but in that one situation, you know, you're feeling that she's naive and she's leading people down this path.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference. You got naive and then there's stupid, and stupid is if you've been doing this repeatedly when you know it's wrong.
Right.
But who knows if she knows it's wrong at this juncture?
No, I don't think she knows it's wrong at this juncture.
Right, so you go with naive. That's kind of the basis of the question.
And we forgot about crazy.
She goes, She goes, I told her to contact Interpol and FBI. She told me yes. I will tell her today again. They trust me. That's the problem. Brown Cotton goes, Interpol already got her complaint through your site. And goes, I never think I am so busy. I am sick, really. Brown goes, I know you will be sick. This is not an easy tax. As opposed to task.
Yes.
It's not an easy tax.
Ow, sad on it.
Anne goes, I cannot believe this. My videos really help people. I should post all these criminals. That is the best way to educate them. That is the truth. Brown goes, yes. How much did Pauline pay? Interpol contacting her. And
how much can we get out of Pauline?
That's pretty much what it is, so they can figure out some cockamamie percentage that they can charge based off the total. Canadian... $33,850.
Oh my God!
That's $5 million in America.
No, it's pretty equal in American dollars. So $33,850.
Brown goes, this is a huge case file. Yeah. Anne goes, yes. Brown goes, did you give her Interpol contact? Anne goes, no. And Brown goes, so she can know where to send her email to her. Brown, okay. Brown goes, wait, and then of course gives Interpol.
Man.
So this is how it goes down.
Yeah.
You know, this is a bogus email address, but she's saying it's the real one. And it's intpl.paris.france@europe.com. Got it? Mm. So we are seeing how somebody's getting fed to a scammer.
Yeah. Wow.
Anne goes, okay, Brown goes, they will contact her soon. Anne goes, do I need to tell her the mail address? Brown goes, Dr. Melvin has ordered all arrest. They're getting everybody involved. The whole gang is there.
Yeah.
Because the United Nations guy, he always orders arrests. That's what they do.
That's
what he does. Yeah. Anne goes, that is good. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, these criminals should burn in hell. They kill many people. They threaten victims. Brown goes, she will not pay more than $2,000 for the whole arrest and refunds.
Okay. He's already named his price.
Yeah, he did. A little low.
Yeah, it is. Especially somebody who's already, you know,
but I think that's just the starting offer until there's mistakes made errors and hidden fees.
Yeah, there will be.
That will go up. Anne goes, I'm not sure if she will pay. Can you arrest the criminals? This is so-called legal process. So-called legal process. She fucking Trump? So-called judges? So-called legal processes?
Wait a minute. Was that one of my categories? So-called legal process? No, it wasn't.
Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, I will tell her. What do you want me to tell her? Interpol and arrest refunds. Brown goes, yes. Interpol already contacted her. Anne goes, okay, I will tell her. She is suffering. I think so. Brown goes, because of Dr. Melvin's order, Interpol is acting very fast. No, we got a live one here.
Yeah, I know.
Where's your form email? A little cut and paste. Here we go.
They're really moving on it.
Yep. Do we have time to get rid of the spelling errors? Nah.
What spelling errors?
What are you talking about? Do we got our Photoshop working? Yep.
We have our best English speaker do it.
Yes. And goes, the anti-scam sites will now see the real arrests because they called me a scammer.
That was really lame. Me, boss.
So now we see she's using this for justification to try to clear her name.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's just digging herself deeper.
And digging other people in. Yeah.
Brown goes, yes. And goes, now they are watching my videos. Those sites. Ironic. No.
No.
Brown goes, tell her not to waste time.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Kill me.
Anne goes, okay. Brown goes, she can also pay part by part for the warrant of arrest and refunds. This is rapid procedures. We need some money stat.
Oh, you know what? If you want us to move quicker, you're going to have to give us some moolah.
Yeah. I give you all details. Anne goes, I sent the details to her already. Brown goes, that is okay. She should respond urgent. Anne goes, maybe she has problem. Brown goes, email me what you sent to her. He wants to make sure his story works with what she sent.
Yeah.
Anne goes, she sent me mail in the midnight. In the midnight.
Mail in the midnight.
I like that. Good song.
Brown goes, what problem? Anne goes, I am not sure. Brown goes, Interpol will take care of all issues. Anne goes, I just got reply today. Brown goes, send me what you email her now. Anne goes, Interpol contacted you. Please contact them. And then gives that email address.
Mm-hmm.
Interpol will do arrest after you reply to them. You should ask details from them due to the legal process. If you need to get your funds back, they can do it for you. And please ask the details from the Interpol. She's making a promise that they're going to get. This is why people hated Anne.
Yep.
Now, what was that again? She was doing what?
If you need to get your funds back, they can do it for you. This is what she emailed to a victim.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
In regards to Interpol.
And saying and giving the link or the email address that he just fed her.
Which is a scam.
And saying, yeah, give all your information to this guy and they'll come up with a fee that you have to pay to get it all fixed. Yeah, nice.
You should ask the details from them due to the legal process. If you need to get your funds back, they can do it for you. Please ask the details from Interpol. Please do not waste time and contact them for what you want and want the Interpol to do for you. Thank you. Do it fast. Do not waste time. Now they even have her employing scammer tactics.
Yeah.
Don't go to Interpol.
Yeah.
Where if they did go to the legitimate site, Interpol is turning around. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Right. Don't waste time with the legitimate sites here. Use the link I've got.
And don't bother. There's no need to go there. Yeah. No need to go there.
Lisa's saying reload scam. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brown goes, okay. Anne goes, I always wait for her since she replied to me late. Brown goes, okay. Why anti-scam sites do not tell the authorities? Only Ms. Young. She pulls the authorities. I don't know who Ms. Young is. Many victims do not know how to report them. Brown goes, some of them do not know, and the authorities are strict and need good and real evidence. You see why. Anne goes, this is why. The police here told me the same thing. I offer evidence now. Brown goes, yes. Did you get in touch with Mr. Green or James? Anne goes, no. Brown goes, okay. Anne goes, Green will join it, right? Brown goes, Green will be assigned to Japan. Anne goes, wow, it is good. He should arrest them in Shinjuku.
Same to
that
you.
That would be the place.
Sure. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, in Tokyo. There are many there. Pakistan, Nigerian. Brown goes, they have mapped out that place. Anne goes, my scammer is there. I think so. Brown goes, where? Tokyo. And he laughs.
Oh, do you now?
My scammer in Tokyo.
He needs many fees. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Anne goes, Tokyo, maybe. That Thai woman connection. Brown goes, UN will track him down all this month. They arrested the Thai woman. Anne goes, really? I am happy. Brown goes, yeah, why not? A little bit of good news for you, bitch.
Why not?
Yeah.
Brown goes, yes, it is good news. Anne goes, yes, she killed Jimmy. Brown goes, so she will be giving the evidence of her group where they are hiding. Anne goes, she is wicked. I have told you, she scammed 700 people, even Chinese women.
No!
Not the Chinese.
Not the Chinese. Is this Jayanthi?
Well, the Thai woman is Jayanthi.
Yeah.
I don't know who these Chinese broads are.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're killing us on trade. Brown goes, she receives torture now. Interesting way to spell torture.
Torture?
Torture.
Anybody want to hazard a guess how that was spelled?
T-O-R-C-H-U-R-E.
What was that?
T-O-R-C-H-U-R-E.
No,
you got it. I was thinking the same thing. There's definitely not two T's in that word.
T O R E.
Okay.
C H O U R.
C H O U R. Okay.
Torture.
She was tortured all.
Torture.
Sean Connery.
Torture.
And goes, she maybe killed Chinese women. That Pedro told me. Brown goes, James tried to send fees to Europe. Anne goes, I have no money. Brown goes, he told me. Anne goes, yesterday I do not have money to buy food. I am worried now. Brown goes, I see. I sent 200 euros to Green. I tried to help Green. I love that guy. He is a hero.
Wow. Yeah.
You read my mind. Yeah. Like, all right. Relax.
I love that guy's a hero.
Relax.
And goes, yes, Green is a hero. I like his personality.
You know, we all have a little green in us.
What can Green do for you?
Yeah. It's like the brown. Wind beneath my wings.
It's like that MASH episode where they invented that guy Tuttle. And they wanted to meet him and stuff like that.
Oh,
and there was no
right.
that. And he had the ceremony because he said, "Oh, we can't Tuttle because he got killed." And he had this ceremony.
They
and they're like,
Tuttle.
"We all just want to know that we all have a little. We know what Tuttle meant to us, and we could all say we all have a little Tuttle in us now." He made him.
So Anne goes, "I love that guy. He's a hero." Oh, Brown said that. She goes, yeah. "Yes, Green is a hero. I like his personality." Brown says, "He needs 350 euros to complete the fees with what James sent to him." Anne says, "I have no money now. Really, I also need medicine." Brown says, "Yes." Anne says, "Are you in Thai?" Brown says, "I am in UK with Eric." Anne says, "There are many scammers there." Brown says, "How much is 350 euro in yen?" She goes, "Let me check." And then she gives the amount. She goes, "I have no money. I want to cry. One student must pay
me.
Only 8,000 Japanese yen. I have no money to buy food either. Forget the funds. I have no money." Brown goes, "I know. I sent all I have to them." Anne goes, "Maybe James is looking for money." "I think so." Brown goes, "Maybe."
Just a little. What's a little money between friends?
Anne says, "My company staff thinks I am a thief."
Oh, wow.
Brown says, "James sent 1,500 euros to Green." Anne goes, "I do not know it. He does not tell
me."
Brown said, "Yes, he did." Anne says, "He just told
me.
He's trying to raise the money." Brown said, "I sent 200 euros. Anne goes, "I do not know how he sent money to Green." Brown says, "He did. You can ask him." Anne goes, "He will not tell
me."
Brown says, "James is caring. That is all I know about him. And have good sense." Anne goes, "He is busy. I think so. Busting scammers."
Oh, please.
Because that's what military guys do.
Yeah.
Busting scammers.
Never mind ISIS.
No. Got some scammers to bust, Joe.
Yeah.
Priorities. Brown goes, "Maybe." Anne goes, "He does not contact
me
often. Maybe read the profiles." Brown goes, "That means he is busy." Anne goes, "There are many scammers in Europe, too." "I think so. I hope my scammers can all be arrested. They are bad." Brown goes, "We are trying. You know it is not very easy. I would have to turn myself in."
Not about to do that.
No. Anne goes, "True. They scam people at Cyber Cafe." Brown goes, "What time is it there now?" And she goes, 15:55. What time is it? 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
That's 3:15 in the afternoon.
3:15?
Yeah.
When it's 55, it's 15.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 3:55.
Yeah, it's almost 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Brown goes, I should have just fucking read the next line.
She just is trying to work at military time. It's right there.
Yeah. Well, if you can't trust a scammer.
No.
Yeah, nice word, MacArthur.
MacArthur?
MacArthur.
MacArthur?
Yeah.
What?
Is it general?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's your point? What'd you say?
Military time.
Oh, military time. Okay.
Did you get exhausted running to that punchline? It's a long whip. It's like a marathon. 4 p.m. Anne goes, "Yes." Brown goes, "Okay." Anne goes, "I do not eat anything today." Brown goes, "Why?" Anne goes, "Anne sent me fake profiles."
What? And they weren't tasty? What are you talking about?
I think that might be our old friend from Scamming Scammers.
Oh, okay. But wait, she's saying I didn't eat, and he's like, "Why?" And she's like, "Somebody sent me profiles." It's like, they made you sick? I don't get it.
Well, maybe she was working on it.
Oh, all right.
I think that's what she was saying. Brown goes, "Is food expensive in Japan?" She goes, "No. I also need a break. Tired, sick. How many scammers are arrested? I mean my scammers." Brown says, "Now 120.
Just grab that out of the air.
I may pull that out of my ass.
That hurt coming out.
Anne goes, "Wow, there are more. I think so." Brown goes, "How much can you raise?" Anne goes, "I have no money these days. I told you the truth." Brown goes, "Yes." Anne goes, "I even have no money to buy food."
Hasn't she been over that?
And then there's something from Miller. It says, "I have 1,900. I will contact Green." Anne says, "I have no money. He said so to me." Oh, she's showing him that conversation.
Oh, I say.
"He said so to me. See, he does not tell me." I don't want to do me anymore.
Thank God.
Tell me any details.
Sorry, I had the drink to my mouth, and I see you do the me sign. I'm like, oh, shit.
Brown goes, "Who?" Anne goes, "James." That is what he said to
me.
He did it anyway.
It was a fake.
He can't help himself.
I love it. Brown goes, "Is he online?" Anne goes, "No, you can contact him. Maybe he'll reply to you." He does not reply to
me.
Brown goes, "I will try." Anne goes, "I really run out of money. James is arresting my scammers." Ha ha! That is good. I read the mail from Euro last night. It was my spam mail.
Ooh.
Brown.
Spam mail?
Brown goes, okay. Ann goes, I will send message to James. He's maybe busy. Brown goes, maybe. Ann goes, maybe doing arrest with UN boys. I am not sure. My scammers are also Islamists. That Thai woman told me. She is Islamist. Maybe she lies to
me.
I need to break, Mr. Brown. I am fainted these days. Talk to you later.
I am fainted.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, two.
Behind all this, the big one is Melvin Santos, who's hiding because he is corrupted. He chokes the money from the victims. See through the lies. Miller loves me. See the truth. I am telling you the truth. This fucking Miller is a liar, and he's a typical scammer. And we will stop there.
Ah.
What? Aw.
No, nothing.
You've had enough.
I have had enough.
What are our totals?
Okay, well, we had two Mr. Davins, which Lisa got.
That a girl, Lisa. I gave you that one at the end. I could have stopped early, Lisa, but I wanted to finish you.
See, he's a good guy that way.
I am. Now swallow, bitch.
There was no Damn It All Red, which Lisa also got.
Oh, Lisa's looking good.
And the only thing is that nobody said zero fuck off, but Lisa had two of them, so she is the winner.
Good job, Miss Lisa. Wait.
Yes, you played a conservative, and you were correct.
So
look at you, Mr. 10 fuck offs.
So next week we do our Father's Day show?
Yeah. Father's Day.
All right. Let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire.
All right.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by See, this is how I should do the fucking reads for the news.
Yeah.
But that sounds too ordinary. You know?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Run by a bomb that blew up. No, that wouldn't work.
No, my God.
Because you can't do like destruction in a talk show voice.
No, you can't.
Behind IED number three, it's three lost limbs.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Tell him what he's won.
One kidney blown away. Oh.
One Trump head. Tell me the sponsors you've lost. Oh.
Try that again. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property, Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache, and he didn't look in your window to get the, darn it, a recipe.
You're lucky he's busy.
I know.
What is she doing?
He would have stomped all over me. That will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. And Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we got a show coming up?
We will soon.
All right. Keep posted on that. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. And they're at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, give them a call, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. Look, you deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. SidesplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094. Anywhere?
No.
Anywhere?
Yes, Broke Ridge Comedy Club this Thursday will be the Compound Comedy Show. With Ant's going to be there. I will be there. Several other comics are going to be there.
Why isn't your name on that flyer?
Because it was an afterthought. Stupid. Forgot about it. I reminded him if I could be on the show, and he's like, oh, I forgot again. Oopsie daisy. So, yeah. But I'm on.
You're going to be living on his couch sharing a cat box with Beavis. You would think he could remember.
You would think. But nonetheless, I will be there.
Good. Good. You got a good spot? You get a decent amount of time?
Go to gubs.com, go to Brokerage, and it'll tell you all the information. 8 o'clock show.
Doing at least 10?
Yeah, I better be.
God, you fucking should be. Yeah.
Beavis doing a solid 5?
No. Well.
You never know.
Madron. Wednesday night, Andiamo. Got a great show there. Andiamo Restaurant, 23 Hardenberg Ave in Haworth, New Jersey, 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551. I'll be hanging out there. Patrick O'Donnell is your headliner. I think we can put this bitch to bed.
I'm tired.
Tuck it on in.
So you're out next week.
Yes.
We're doing Father's Day. Pip and I are going to each have an extra story.
Yep.
Vincent from Portobello will be here.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we'll do this again. We'll come up with some good shit. Let's see what comic can get in trouble between now and then.
Ooh. Maybe you'll be one of us.
Likely.
It'll be Joe.
It'll be Joe. Joe will offend the compound crowd.
No, Joe's just going to get in trouble in general. Yes. Sounds like the week you
Joe is going to be homeless in a week, so Joe doesn't...
Well, Joe is going to be selling pencils on what corner is that again, Joe?
Let's say the corner of Cuba Hill and Elwood.
There you go. All right.
What would happen if you moved into Joe's Girls Joint?
Oh, yeah.
Can we come? Can we film? Can we just hang out in the backyard? No? It's no go? Can't do it?
No.
That's unfortunate.
Tent backyard?
No. I'm telling you, man. We got a sitcom in the making. They fucking sell the house. They split ways only to share a full-size bed in a Motel 6 for 3 weeks.
Oh, by the way, when that happened before, Joe's girl said, no way!
Yeah, no way.
Well, do you have a guest room, Joe's girl? Your pal and mine needs a place to lay his head.
Oh, boy.
Can he be your long-lost uncle? Uncle fucker. What? What's the matter, Joe? We're just having fun. It's all fun and games until somebody gets kicked out of their house. And then it's a new round of fun and games. I suggest, by the way, Hampton Inn. Comfortable? Nice? Good breakfast in the morning.
Ooh, the breakfast in the morning.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that.
Listen to me. You guys are going for the joke here. I'm actually like...
I wasn't going for a joke.
Right, oh, yeah, because basically, I was telling Joe's any because basically what I'm doing is I'm just collecting all the information I can, and then by Thursday, now I'm going to start the
Hampton Inn. That'll probably run you about 100 a night. Mm. Is that feasible?
Looking like for 80 bucks a night.
Well, maybe if you do the long term.
That's what I think. What I'm going to do, what I got to do, is go visit.
You should go to your average flop house. Just go to a flop house. Have a lukewarm cup of Sanka in the morning. That'll be your continental breakfast. Maybe half a box of Fruit Loops, and you start your day.
You'd have to fight the hookers for the Sanka.
The sad part is it doesn't sound like a bad deal.
To trade up!
Well, you have been living in a hellish environment.
It's doable, yeah. That's
now, Hampton Inn or a Holiday Inn Express, La Quinta usually has a somewhat decent breakfast, but they vary from place to place. But if you like waffles, you can get that every day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, at La Quinta. I mean, La Quinta's usually a little less, but Holiday Inn Express has a good breakfast, and Hampton Inn.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not on vacation. I'm home, so I still got to run to the day program, so it depends.
But I wasn't saying for your vacation, so you can live like, a human being.
Yeah, I know.
So Anonymous suggests a cardboard box under the bridge.
Everything's on the table.
you know what
people don't understand?
You can fight your neighbor for some lukewarm beans in the morning for breakfast? That'd be nice.
I claw and scratch all day long. For breakfast, it'll just get me ready for the rest of the day.
You could have your little keytar in your shopping cart that you have nestled next to your box.
It ain't nestled. That thing is buried so far in the pod, it won't be seeing the light of day for months.
Joe, hot tip. If you go to some diner after a kid has been there in a high chair, there are all the Cheerios you want are on the floor. Free.
All is on the table.
Or on the floor, as it were.
I think you should get a job at McDonald's so you can eat a little cheaper. That's what I think you should do.
Yeah. You know what? Just fill in a shift. What could hurt?
Yeah. You always scream about them not earning their money. Well, you got
to show them how to do it.
Show them how it's done, pal.
Will.
Yeah. And talk about putting their foot to the fire. Literally.
Or you could work at Walmart to make sure you're present, or CVS, when somebody needs something behind the case.
And dumbbells like you come in, can't make up their mind what they want.
Right.
Yeah.
Haven't figured out how to shave yet, genius?
Right. And then you have to smile and take it. It's like marriage. Except I leave after eventually.
We laughed a little too heartily about that. Yeah.
Now you gotta get yourself something clean. You can't live in a flea bag.
All kidding aside, what I have to do is what I'm looking for is not that expensive. However, it's got to be clean and it's got to be safe.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna have I'm gonna have some stuff in the car. I have stuff in there because basically what I got to do is I got to bring everything I need to live. You know, yeah. I got to bring my dress, my shirts and pants for the day program. Couple of odds, you know, my clothes that I wear during a week, you know, week on the weekend and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So basically what I got to do is
you need a place with a washing facility.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing about it is I could always, you know,
laundromats and stuff on the weekend.
You know,
but if you do it there, you can go up to your room and retreat while it's being done there.
Yeah, but I don't know how good their equipment is, how long it takes to do, you know, and it's not like I'm on vacation.
How safe it is to leave your
it's not like
I'm sure they want to steal his fucking Platsky collection. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, but
hey, these
still,
are nice soft shirts.
Yeah, but still, you know, we've all used that stuff on the road and it's mediocre at best.
Yeah,
actually, I haven't.
Really?
Once I use a lot. Most of the time, I just bring a shitload of clothes.
Really? Yeah.
But still, you know, the thing about it is, I'm not on the road. I'm home. I'll just go to the laundromat that I know that's in town.
Do your laundry at Ann's house.
No, I don't want to drop it into his laundry there.
Bring fucking booze.
Just pretend you're Santa.
Yeah.
And then that bag of toys happens to end up in his laundry room.
He's used to fucking seeing you.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to ask the guy for favors.
Hang out with the dinosaur in the backyard.
Funny.
Actually, hot tubs, little bleach, nice for clothes.
Funny.
Clothes done.
Just like the key, I want to get a straight answer out of the bank tomorrow on how where we're at and how much longer this is going to take.
Yeah.
I can say, because I'm not going to walk anyway. I want to get an idea so I know how long I'm going to be between homes.
We'll let you know, Mr. Kerry.
Yeah. Or not.
Hey, look, worst case scenario. You know, I'm stuck in a hotel. At least I know I have to look for an apartment or something like that. Worst case scenario.
Right.
You know?
You'll be all right.
Yeah, I know. I'll be fine.
Get a place with Wi-Fi. You need that.
Oh, my God. And try for a pool.
He's not on vacation.
I know, but you have something to do.
But I'm home. I've always got something to do.
True.
You know? He doesn't do it well, but he's got something to do. There's that fake laugh three times the charm, Peekaboo Street.
Right.
All right, let's wrap this shit up. I've had enough.
Yeah, when he called you Peekaboo Street, I knew we were in trouble.
Next time we see Joe, he's going to be a manager at the Hampton Inn. So good stuff.
All the waffles we can eat.
Hampton Inn, I believe, has the cinnamon buns. I think that's the move, Joe.
I like that.
I like the waffle maker. So go.
They have those too.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll go have breakfast at Joe's house.
You got to scout out every place, Joe.
But the eggs, like sometimes the eggs could be awful. But yeah, but however, we were on the road. I don't know where the hell we were, but we're at one that had fresh eggs. Oh wow. Christ Almighty! I forgot where we were, but
It was Flint. All right, let's get
one Flint, I can tell you that.
I had a gumball machine. All right.
It was with a bike chain around it.
All right. We've done more than enough show for you folks.
So fuck you. Yeah.
That was Joe saying that.
No, we love you. We love you. Cut it out.
Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you guys for hanging out with us live.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening on the replay, on our replay affiliates, and on podcast form.
Yes.
Oh, many places. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.